Gita for Children. This is a presentation from the Bhagavad Gita Foundation for Vedic Studies. Now, we will see the need for Gita wisdom for children. We request all parents to watch this video till the end to help their children handle any challenging situations and rough patches easily with a smile on their faces. Please understand that this is not just a lecture or a suggestion. It is your children's future. In the present era, children have unrestricted access to various technological advancements such as smartphones, tablets, television, the internet, and more. While these offer numerous benefits, there is a downside to it as well. It has resulted in a generation that is becoming increasingly restless and dissatisfied, leading to a rise in mental health problems and long-term damage to their cognitive abilities. The prevalence of mental health issues among children is a global concern that demands attention. By prioritizing the following aspects, we can effectively address most children's problems. Proper parenting, avoiding conflicts between parents, proper schooling and teachers' guidance, counselors at school talking to children frequently, schools addressing the problem of bullying, having at least one good friend, participating in at least one sports activity, working on socializing and public speaking skills, creating an environment where children can interact frequently with their grandparents, etc. The parents and school are exerting their utmost efforts within their capacities and potentials, resolving half of the issues effectively. The remaining concerns can easily be tackled by introducing the subject of Gita to children. Now, let's explore the key lessons derived from the Gita. The Gita offers a wealth of knowledge that can be acquired over a lifetime. But here are a few noteworthy takeaways from children's perspectives. 1. Teenagers often believe everything is fine for others, while nothing seems to go well for them. However, by embracing Gita, they can overcome this misguided belief and perceive that everything can be positive for everyone. 2. Currently, a large number of children are experiencing body dysmorphic disorder. Failure to address this issue can result in serious outcomes such as suicidal thoughts and actions, heightened anxiety, depression, eating disorders, and more. Consequently, this condition significantly hampers the overall quality of life, making it challenging to carry out daily activities and concentrate on academic pursuits. The children affected by this disorder constantly feel compelled to examine their physical appearance in the mirror. By embracing Gita's teachings, individuals understand their bodies as mere vehicles bestowed upon them due to their past life karma. They strive to maintain their physical well-being to the best of their abilities. A notable illustration of this mindset can be seen in the renowned Michael Jackson, who suffered from this disorder. Had he been acquainted with the wisdom of Gita, he would have wholeheartedly accepted and appreciated his inherent appearance. 3. Through the teachings of Gita, children begin to perceive the interconnectedness of all things and recognize their own reflection in everything around them. When encountering any living being, they acknowledge the presence of a shared soul, fostering a deep sense of empathy and ensuring they never inflict harm upon others. Consequently, they cultivate compassion towards all living creatures and transcend the limitations imposed by narrow-mindedness and sectarian divisions. 4. The most significant challenges in the world stem from imprudent and poor citizenship, resulting in the incapacity of numerous governments to provide effective governance to their citizens. It is widely acknowledged that the foundation of prosperous nations lies in the presence of virtuous citizens who elect capable leaders. By studying the Gita, individuals acquire the ability to discern between virtuous and unscrupulous individuals, thereby impeding the election of those with ill intentions. 5. Meditation, as detailed in Chapter 6 of Gita, is regarded as a form of mind-body complementary medicine. Through meditation, children can develop the ability to concentrate on a specific aspect, such as their breath, and clear their minds from a chaotic stream of thoughts that may lead to stress. By practicing meditation, children can approach their daily activities with a sense of calmness. Furthermore, they will be more receptive to their parents' suggestions for their well-being without becoming agitated. 6. Gita's influence will ensure adherence to Dharma and instill a resolute determination to defend it. Consequently, the populace will exhibit heightened engagement and unwavering commitment, refusing to succumb to malevolent forces. They will acquire the ability to assert their own rights and interests. 7. The Bhagavad Gita has the power to help children comprehend their true essence and the reason for their existence on this planet. Consequently, they will never experience feelings of solitude or despondency. 8. The youngsters will be able to set aside their shortcomings and progress, directing their attention towards their areas of expertise. 9. The youngsters shall acquire the skill of befriending virtuous individuals, regardless of their lack of influence, and shall steer clear of detrimental companionships, even if they possess greater power. Gradually, aided by their benevolent allies, resolutely adhering to righteousness, having unwavering belief in their own abilities, and placing their trust in the supreme authority responsible for the impeccable arrangement of countless galaxies, they shall progress towards triumph in the realm of material existence. 10. The children will learn to perform only prescribed actions, as they know the severe repercussions of engaging in abandoned actions. 11. The youngsters shall be able to perform all tasks with a selfless mindset. They shall refrain from claiming credit for their accomplishments. They understand that numerous factors contribute to the success of any action, as stated in Gita Shloka 18:14. 12. They will not experience suffering or depression if they do not achieve the desired outcome, as they will acquire the ability to embrace both success and failure, happiness and sorrow with equanimity. They will cultivate detachment from worldly objects and approach all tasks with a sense of duty. This way, they become karma yogis by the time they get to their 40s, giving a scope for leading another 30 years of blissful life on this planet. By practicing karma yoga and reaching its pinnacle, the result of all their actions will be credited to God, whether good, bad, or mixed. This way, they will turn down the karmic debt to ashes and get liberated, as said in Gita Shloka 18:12. By understanding the teachings of the Gita, individuals will cease engaging in conflicts over the identity and appearance of God. Instead, they will comprehend that our actions and moral duties, known as karma and dharma, shape our lives. Furthermore, they will recognize that the bestowal of blessings or curses is not within the personal discretion of God. Consequently, they will avoid falling into the snares set by deceitful pastors, fraudulent spiritual leaders, astrologers, numerologists, vastu consultants, colorstone merchants, black magic people, and others. 14. The Bhagavad Gita provides solutions to all the moral challenges adolescents encounter during their teenage years. This invaluable resource is particularly beneficial for young individuals as they navigate through the complexities of life and confront various obstacles. Equipped with the wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita, teenagers can find solace and guidance in their journey towards maturity. 15. Children will gain a comprehension of the natural cycle of life and death, which will alleviate any feelings of loneliness that may arise when their parents depart from them permanently at some point in time. 16. The Bhagavad Gita can assist children in cultivating the attributes of a composed individual. It equips them with the ability to manage anger problems proficiently, thereby ensuring a harmonious married life. Ultimately, children, enriched with the wisdom of the Gita, will evolve into commendable members of society, benefiting both the family and the nation. A last word to parents before we conclude. You are working tirelessly, sacrificing sleep and putting your life and well-being at stake to provide material possessions for your children. It is widely acknowledged that material possessions alone cannot ensure happiness or contentment. If you desire for your child to always have a smile on their face and lead a life of dignity, we kindly urge you to impart the wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita to them. This sacred text can serve as a valuable resource during sadness and despair. We have completed the Gita in three different styles. The initial style focuses on the meditative aspect of the Gita, allowing beginners to practice reciting Sanskrit slokas. The second style aims to help individuals understand the meaning behind the slokas. Lastly, we offer a unique rendition of the Gita, accompanied by fusion music. Please visit our website at gitauniversity.in to access our YouTube channel links. Alternatively, you can also reach us by giving a missed call to 9128-444-555. In addition to acquiring knowledge of the Gita through our YouTube videos, we recommend purchasing Gita Press books online from their official website, gitapress.org, or from the gitapressbookshop.in. This allows individuals from all around the globe to access these valuable resources. For more details, please WhatsApp us at 89779-31068. May God bless you and your children with the sovereign science and the sovereign secret. Jai Shri Krishna.